The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
Now, with 51% of dog owners saying their dog's death was like losing a family member, Dogs Trust, with the aid of comedian PJ Gallagher, is releasing a new campaign, hashtag Not Just a Dog, which advocates for compassionate leave following dog bereavement. I'm joined on the line by Becky Bristow, Executive Director of Dogs Trust, and by the aforementioned comedian PJ Gallagher. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Good morning, Pat.
PJ, I'll talk to you first about why you're getting involved in this, because it derives from your own personal experience.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I've always had dogs my whole life growing up, and to me, kind of a house just doesn't really feel like a home unless there's a dog in it, you know. And I look back at, you know, different sort of chapters in my life, as it were, and like every 10 years, there's been a dog there that. And that dog, you say they're like members of family, but to me, they kind of are family. And I know that each time I've said goodbye to a dog, it's been like really has been very, very hard, you know, with the grieving and the companionship I've had with those dogs. It meant so much to me, and saying goodbye to them was really, really difficult thing to do.
Yeah. But at the same time, I suppose, you know, when you compare it to the loss of a family member, you know, if something should, heaven forbid, happen to a child, there's a hole in your heart that would never be filled by, you know, you can't go out and, you know, get a child from Child's Trust. Do you know? Whereas when you lose a dog, there are great outfits like Dogs Trust who'll say, PJ, come on and adopt a dog. We've got someone who's just made for you. And in a sense, the hole in your heart is somewhat filled.
Well, yeah, to a point, and I know what you mean, but like family comes in all sorts of different shapes. It's not just parents and children, it's aunties and uncles and cousins. And like there's all sorts of different levels when it comes to family. And for me, dogs have a place within that unit, you know. And yeah, you can always get another dog, but I think that kind of misses the point. I don't think you're getting another dog, but it doesn't actually replace the personality or the dog you had before. You know, you build memories with these dogs, and you build so much of your life. You grow up with them, and when you get a new dog, that's a new beginning, but it definitely isn't a replacement for what was there before, you know.
Yeah, well, any of us who have lost dogs over the years know exactly what you mean, because each dog has a special place in your heart, in, you know, the age that your children were when you got that dog, and having to say goodbye to the dog, it is definitely a real grieving process. But trying to explain that to people like an employer who doesn't have a dog, who's never had a dog.
Yeah, I guess that's what this is about, though, this campaign. It's like, say, some people just don't get it. Some people aren't into dogs or weren't raised with dogs, or they don't see it the same way. So I guess it's just asking people to understand that, like, this is more than just a pet. You know, this isn't like a goldfish to me. This is like, you know, a significant being in my life, you know. And I guess it's asking and you grieve for dogs. You do grieve for the personality that's gone. You grieve for this thing that was there for you every day, that was happy to see you all the time, that was with you in the highs and the lows, this companion. And that's what a dog is. A dog is a companion, you know. It's a relationship between a person, and it's a really special thing. And I guess that's what this campaign is. It's asking people to just understand, like, even if you could never have that bond with a dog, it doesn't mean I can't or somebody else can't.
And it's funny what you mentioned about the uncritical relationship you have with the dog. I mean, there probably is no other family relationship that will be so uncritical. No matter what PJ does, the dog says, that's okay, PJ.
Yeah, well, that's it, yeah. You know, my dog's never told me to not put my elbows on the table, or, you know, or not to do anything, really, you know. It's this one, everything's acceptable with your little friend, with your pal, you know. That's it. They really, it is a special relationship, it really is.
All right. Well, PJ, thank you very much for sharing your personal experience with us. Becky Bristow, Executive Director of Dogs Trust, behind this campaign, along with PJ, who's offering his input. Becky, tell us how this came about.
Well, for a number of years, people were coming into Dogs Trust and spending a lot of time with our team talking about the loss of a dog. And we had to train our staff in actually borderline grief counselling. And the amount of people who'd say, this is the first time someone has actually acknowledged the depth of my grief and that this is real. So for some time, we've been thinking, how could we help people? And we were trying to design, you know, resources for our website that people come and look at. And a lot of it is about validation, that it is a real grief. And it's not about comparison to a child or not a child. It's a type of grief. So it doesn't really matter. We don't compare other types of grief. PJ was talking to one of my team, and he opened up about his loss and his grieving. And we were really struck, an Irish man talking about the depth of the loss. We went, well, if he can talk about it and he is suffering it, there must be so many other people. And we thought, okay, the big thing that really happens, and I've seen it happen in the past in places I've worked, where someone has been absolutely devastated, not able to come to work, trying to take holidays all of a sudden or sick leave, and people behind their back, oh, it's just a dog. So our whole campaign is really about just recognizing that grief and having some compassion for it. And at Dogs Trust, we do offer a specific compassionate leave day for it. And I suppose we're trying to show that from a mental health perspective. I'm a big advocate for mental health supports in the workplace. And this is just one of them. It's just another type of thing that as human beings we suffer from. And in these days, you know, we talk about everything from women's perspective, because I'm a woman, so from miscarriage to menopause. We'd never say to a woman, oh, shut up, that you all go through it. What is your problem? You know, just go home and hide it, or just come to work. Yeah. 40% of Irish households have a dog. It means that this is happening on a regular basis, and people are going to work, and either nothing is said, or they're feeling shunned. Just to have a bit of compassion. That's all it is. It's all just rounding us out as human beings in today's society. That's the Dogs Trust perspective.
and you know, Becky, the problem would be, do you know, like the fella who comes in and says, I'm sorry, I couldn't come in today or yesterday or whatever it was because I had to go to my granny's funeral.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
Yeah, and the employer says, that's grannies. The fifth granny you've buried.
So we talked through all that when we were looking at this particular day off, and we came to the conclusion that most employees don't do that, and let's not create a policy for the 1% that will work the system. That's a good manager will sit down and have a kind of an honest or a performance type conversation with that person if they are, we feel, playing the system. So let's do the right thing instead and have a policy that recognises that most people, it's going to be an honest situation. And I don't know about the rest of you, but certainly in Dogs Trust, I'd know my colleagues' dogs' names quicker than their children's names. So people tend to know if it's a very close animal. The person tends to talk about it quite a lot. So I know where you're coming from, and people will say, well, what if I have five pets? This campaign is not so much about the day's leave as about saying this is a real thing that people and your employees suffer and have had to hide.
So even if you don't get the day off, be aware that someone is going through a really sad experience. Even if they do come into work, be sensitive to them.
Absolutely. It's just bringing our mental health conversations in Ireland to another step and going, this is a big grief that people suffer. Now, and I do understand, obviously, we work with dogs, so we're seeing it day in and day out.
Now, the question is, you're called Dogs Trust, so your brief is not for cats or goldfish or snakes or alligators or whatever people might have as pets. But, you know, there could be a bandwagoning effect here.
There could, and that is up to each employer how they deal with it. And in fairness, I will say, in Dogs Trust, we decided just dogs. So if someone did have another type of pet that they were very close to, you know, they could make a case for compassionate leave, or if they are really suffering, there is always sick leave. So, you know, there's other avenues that people use, but it's about being able to have the conversation. That's what it always is about mental health in the workplace, being able to say, I am suffering because of this. Not that your employer has to do anything about it, but hiding it takes energy and it increases the suffering if you have to not talk about it.
I'd like to hear from our listeners if they agree, yes or no, to a compassionate day's leave for the death of a dog. But some of the other texts coming in, I texted my boss when my dog died. I expected to be reprimanded, but he texts back, take all the time you need. I had so much regard for him after that. My dog was 16 when he died. As a mom, I have to say my dog got me through the teenage years. When you think as a teenager that everyone hates you, the dog will always be there for you. That's from Kate. Great discussion. Grief is grief is grief. Okay, so losing a dog is not the same as the loss of a child, but the pain of any loss is different for everyone and cuts very deep. The hardest thing about losing a dog is that the majority of the time you have to decide when to call it a day and get the dog euthanized. It's absolutely awful, says Claire. And Peter says, at least a few days leave if you lose a dog. It can be difficult to get over and it does need time. Before we conclude, both PJ and Becky are still here. Becky, just the other kind of challenges that Dogs Trust have at the moment in terms of, you know, the pandemic, dogs, people going on holiday, can't either get someone to mind a dog or can afford kennels and all the rest of it. I'm sure it's a busy time.
It's beyond busy. And it's not just us. It's every rescue in the country is full to the brim. I have never, ever seen it this busy. We're struggling to even return people's phone calls and emails. So if people aren't getting a response, I'm so sorry. We're doing the very best we can. We're getting, on average, about 8 calls a day for people wanting to surrender their dog. And look, there's often incredibly good reasons. And cost of living is also going to cause a problem now with the cost of veterinary bills, because people who have inadvertently maybe sourced a puppy online not knowing it was through a puppy farm, that dog has come to them with potential behavioural issues, veterinary issues, and they're going to be quite an expensive dog. So the dogs are having their crisis now, and it's not great. We're doing all we can. I know, working with other colleagues and other rescues, but if anybody could foster a dog, we'd be very grateful to hear from you. Obviously, we're still adopting dogs out, and we're now based in 4 locations around the country. Yeah. We use private
boarding kennels. So the main thing is that you can foster a dog if you just want to volunteer to take on a dog for a few weeks while you're looking for an adoption. That's good too, as well as permanently adopting a dog. And PJ, finally, to you've done that. That you've adopted a dog, a stranger. You took a stranger in.
Yeah, we did. We took Lilo in, my dog from Dogs Trust, and she was just amazing, you know, just this amazing animal. And I think there is a special bond between the rescue dog and their owner. I really do. And it's probably the best thing I ever did. So if you are getting a dog, definitely that's the direction to go, you know.
All right, PJ Gallagher, thank you very much for joining us. And Becky Bristow, Executive Director of Dogs Trust.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.